It started with our absolute love for local production, local engineering, local innovation, and South African products that are incredible, and they play such a local and global role. And you know, I use the example of you go onto a first class flight as an example, and not that I have many of those opportunities, but you go onto a flight and somebody says, oh, this wine is from Stellenbosch, you know, or Cape Town somewhere, and they think it is the best bottle of wine they could have ever tasted. And we can buy that bottle of wine at the local spa. And it showed me that every time you highlight South African products and engineering, that people buy into it and they understand it better, because there's a misunderstanding of South African innovation and products and what they represent and how much benefit they all get provide us in their daily lives. And that sort of turned into, well, why can't we create local content? And if you listen to golf shows around the world, it's American and it's UK voices. And we're not saying that's a bad thing, because they've played obviously such an incredible global role in golf. But what about South African voices? What about localizing some of the content to us? You know, we have a very unique culture, a very diversified culture, and sport plays a very unique role in South Africa compared to the rest of the world. And we wanted to show, and as we got into the golf industry, and I was so fortunate to be able to get involved with the wonderful local technology that plays a role in golf for the last 42 years. And we then started speaking to people in the golf industry and the stories that came out of it, the impact that people are making, some of the players, you know, relatability of how does it, what's the journey like to be on tour? What is it like to be on tour? You know, what sort of stuff do you need to look after? What part of your body do you need to train? You know, what warm-ups do you have to do? What is it like to play with your mates on a weekend? You know, the development in golf behind it, what it can mean for us in the future. You know, you combining it with golf and education, and also break some of the perceived perceptions that golf has in the industry. And we thought, we just started discussing it with some industry guys. So Arthur and Horn and Marie Fasaki from TrueFit, call it almost a confidence booster for me. I am not the most technical guy in golf, but we have the resources, fortunate to have some resources around us. We have a studio in our offices, and we thought, you know, should you actually get a host on here? But it's so much easier just to execute with us here, and that's the practicality of it. We want to talk about your everyday golfer, very much focusing on you as the amateur, the guy that drives the economy in golf, the one that's the viewership over weekends in golf, the one that allows clubs to do what they need to do. We want to speak about caddies. We want to speak about golf course management, the staff behind that. When we get to the golf course in the morning and it's just ready for us to do, that started at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. We want to show you some of the great relationships that are in golf industry and the impact that it had. We will grow and get better. We encourage you to engage with us, to ask us, tell us what you want to hear, tell us who you want us to bring on. But we want to create something that local voices can speak about, local opportunities, local impacts, but also global positions that we as South Africans have in sport. Thank you so much for every minute or second you do spend listening to us or listening to the guests. My name is Albert Lowe, and welcome to the Human Golf Show.